Well, Mother Nature is providing us with more springtime weather since we have officially reached that time of year. But with that, insects can come alive and magically appear in our crop fields. Stay tuned and I will share what insects to scout for in your alfalfa and wheat. Hello, this is Sandra Wick, crop production agent for the Post-Rock District of K-State Research and Extension. So let's start with alfalfa. What are some of the insects you might be looking for? One of the first ones is the pea aphid. Pea aphids are large, green aphids with the adults up to almost a quarter of an inch long. Hatching occurs in the early spring, and after one or two generations, most nymphs will develop wings. These winged females will migrate to other fields and start new colonies. So the entire life cycle only takes about 8 to 12 days, depending on the temperature. Heavy pea aphid feeding can cause your alfalfa to turn yellow and wilt, and can also cause stunting where the plants can develop small leaves and spindly stems. The tops of the plants may also die back when subjected to heavy feeding. So, how can producers determine if a treatment is needed? Well, simply evaluating the plant vigor and growth of the alfalfa is often the key to determine if treatment is needed. Early cutting might actually solve the problem when significant infestations develop close to cutting time. However, small populations may be beneficial by providing food for the beneficial insects. The weevil might be another pest to look for in your alfalfa. The small, light green larva or worm have a distinct white stripe down the center of the body and feed on the upper plant leaves early in the spring, which will leave like a chewing or ragged appearance on your leaves. Most damage occurs before the first cutting, so if not controlled, they can slow or even stop regrowth, especially in dry conditions. Treatment decisions should be based on the stem count method or the number of larvae on 20 to 30 stems. So, simply collect the alfalfa plants, then use a bucket and shake the stems and count the larvae to determine if treatment is needed based on K-State threshold recommendations. So what about wheat? What insect might you be finding in the fields? The brown wheat mite is a common pest of dryland wheat in central and western Kansas. The mites are very tiny and appear like brown or black specks on the leaves, so are pretty difficult to see without shaking some of the plant or leaf samples on a white sheet of paper. The mite activity is highest in the late fall and early spring, with the populations usually peaking around mid-April. The brown wheat mites have a tendency to feed on the tips of the leaves, causing them to dry out and die, and can also present a scorched, withered appearance. The mites feed mostly during the daytime, while at night they crawl down the plant and back into the soil. So the greater concern is on the wheat fields that are poorly tillered or have limited growth at this time, where the mites could certainly limit growth if our dry conditions remain. It is very difficult to determine the number of mites per plant just because of their tiny size. And with the wind that we have here in Kansas, they tend to disperse very easily. The economic threshold is not well defined, but is estimated to be at least several hundred mites per foot of row in early spring. Even when treatment is justified, the plant recovery will truly depend on rainfall. So let's hope we get some moisture soon. K-State Research and Extension has excellent resources that provide management guidelines on these alfalfa and wheat insects in the Insect Management Guides for 2025. These should be available either online or at any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices in Beloit, Lincoln, Mankato, Osborne, or Smith Center. For more information on insect management in your alfalfa or wheat, contact me at any of our Post-Rock Extension District offices. This is Sandra Wick, K-State Research and Extension, Post-Rock District Crop Production Agent. Have a great day.